Vov Shabbat, Thursday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Binyamin Grun, Tefillin.
Good morning, everyone. I saw on the graphics on the throwaway what I was going to speak about, so the picture was over me. Speak about something, even though the picture's not 100% right, I'll speak to the graphic designer because he makes a picture of Talis and Tefillin. And this week's parsha is only mentioned only in Tefillin, there's no Talis, so we have to maybe ask for a refund on that one. But.
Pass the message on.
Sorry?
Pass the message on.
And the truth is that even though in Tzitzis there is a mention, we do mention Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Tzitzis, last pasuk. But there's a clear difference between tefillin and tzitzis, because we find that tefillin, as Rashi says in this week's parsha, remarkable Rashi, the pasuk says, there's twice he mentions tefillin in this week's parsha, the parsha of Kaddish, which is actually the parshas which are placed in tefillin Kaddish, and v'hoyo kviyacha. And Rashi says, and the pasuk, v'hoyo l'chol l'ois al yodcha, here we find something unique. The mitzvah of tefillin is the ois, is a sign. It's a sign which we don't find, the mitzvah is not a sign, doesn't signify the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi says, what's the ois? Rashi says, Yitzias Mitzrayim tiyeh lechol ois. The Yitzias Mitzrayim should be for you as a sign by placing tefillin. That's what we've got to think. When we're putting on tefillin in the morning, we've got to think about that. Those are things that we've got to have in mind. Tzitzis, yes, we're supposed to remind Yitzias Mitzrayim, like any other mitzvahs, Kiddush, all various mitzvahs that we mentioned, we throw in Yitzias Mitzrayim, but being signifying Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's a mitzvah of tefillin. That's the uniqueness of mitzvahs tefillin. And again, the pasuk, the last pasuk in this week's parasha also, in other words, what makes up the mitzvah of tefillin is, besides the mitzvah, that there's a, like any other mitzvah, but there's also something unique, the fact that it's an ois. We find two other mitzvahs that are considered oisos. What is that? The Marash Tevis is Shabbos. Shabbos itself is ois, ki oisi bein v'ein Yisrael. That's also a ois between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second one is Beis, Bris. Bris is an ois, the Bris Mila. And the third one is Tov, Tefillin. These are the three mitzvahs which give identity to a Jewish person. And if you look in here, it's also interesting to note that the mitzvah of Tefillin, unlike other mitzvahs, we don't find this, that the in the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down the mitzvah of Tefillin, we've got to be mechaben and understand what the mitzvah is about, because it's not just, of course, all mitzvahs have the kavanas, and kavanas which sometimes are tefillin kavanas, deep kavanas. Not necessarily we could achieve those kavanas, but even the basic kavanas, the Shulchan Aruch gives a clear instruction how one should have kavanas. It's in Simon Chav. What's it? Simon Chav Zayin, I believe. Sorry, Simchafei. He says, Zichavim ba'al nechosom. One should have kavanah when he places them. Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Laniach arba parshis elu. There's arba parshis. These parshis that are mentioned in this in Parshas Boy. V'hoyo kviyacha and Kaddish. And Shema and V'hoyem Shmoya. Sheyesh bam yichud Shmoy v'yitzis Mitzrayim. As we mentioned, that by Yitzis Mitzrayim, we saw the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an incredible way. That is what's happening in these parashas. By putting on the tefillin, we are symbolizing that. Unbelievable words of the Shulchan Aruch. So say for Musa over. This is the Shulchan Aruch telling how a person is supposed to place his tefillin on a day-to-day basis. That's connected to heart. Valaroish connected to moyach. Kedesh nizkoi v'nisim nifloi shasim monu. This way we remind ourselves all the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. She moirim al yichudoi. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. He is the one who's running the whole world. There's no authority besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what we're doing by putting tefillin on our heads. Interesting, that we, by doing that, we're showing by putting tefillin on our heads where the neshama is in the moyach, we're being meshabed that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'gam alev, the lev is where the Shulchan Aruch says, sho ike ha-tayvis v'amachshavus, this is where the source of all our desires come from, and amachshavus, v'zeh yizkoy ha-poyv yam taloysof. So we have a very strong, powerful loshon of Shulchan Aruch. So it's not a musa sefer, this is the halacha which a person is supposed to, day-to-day practice, supposed to be doing this, thinking about the tefillin. There's an interesting story with the Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya lived in a town, I'm not quite sure which what the town was.
Minsk.
He lived in Metz, but I don't think I don't know if this story took place when he was actually there. I think it was that was later on in his life. He became a rov in Metz when he was 70. And the story goes, there's a group of thugs that lived in that town. That everyone was scared from them, and they used to cause trouble for the people in the town. And what happened was, one day the Shagas Arya was on his way out to shul. And like Shulchan Aruch says, there's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to leave your house with your talis and tefillin. Nowadays it's very hard to do that. You go through, poskim talk about why we don't do that nowadays. Me'ikar din, initially one should go out of his house wearing talis and tefillin. No, it's really, you see people doing that. That's why some people are makpid to put on talis and tefillin outside the shul and walk into shul with the talis and tefillin. See, he was walking through, he was coming from his house on the way to shul, and this group of thugs were there, were trying to cause trouble, and when they saw the Shagas Arya adorned with his talis and tefillin, they simply froze in the place, and couldn't manage to do anything. They didn't know what to do, like they were quivering and shivering, they didn't do anything. So other people, they saw this happening, people of the town, they asked the Shagas Arya, how did you manage, what was the trick, how did you manage to get these thugs to keep away from you? So he said, very simple. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Kisavu, the pasuk says, all the Amei Oretz, people of the land will see you, and will have fear from you. Says the Gemara, what's this referring to? Eilu tefillin sheberoish. Says the Gemara, tefillin sheberoish. This will, Rashi says clearly in the Gemara Menachos, this will stop avodas zarah, stop goyim attacking you. You'll wear your tefillin sheberoish, and goyim will keep away from you. So another person, there was another fellow in the town, he heard what Shantari said, so he thought, oh, so we've got the school in the books now. So next time he was going around this area where these people were, he put his talis and tefillin on, and lo and behold, nothing happened. They carried on, he had to go for a run for his life. It didn't seem, the effect that when the Shagas Arya was wearing his tefillin, he managed to get those thugs, keep them away, and they were quivering and shivering from him, It didn't happen when he was walking with his talis and tefillin. So he went back to Shagas Arya, he said, excuse me, you're saying there's a pasuk that says, V'roh kol ame oretz, kishem Hashem nikra lech v'yor mimeka, tefillin sheberoish, and it's not working for me. I also got tefillin, I bought them from a pasuk, I bought them a good tefillin. What's the problem? So he said, Shagas Arya said, you're not being medayik the lashon of Chazal. What did Chazal say? Eilu tefillin sheberoish. Why does it say tefillin al haroish? Where do we put tefillin? We put tefillin on the head. What's tefillin sheberoish in the head? So said the Shagas Arya, a person can put tefillin on his head. Yes, of course, that's the mitzvah. But the idea is, like we're saying over here, v'yishabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-neshama shebemoyach. If he interacts his roish, in other words, taking the message of tefillin and making sure it's in his head, tefillin sheberoish, then the yoru mekah. But if, of course, there's a mitzvah, he's not saying it was no mitzvah, of course one has to do the mitzvah as there's a mitzvah of putting a tefillin. But the idea is to make sure that the message of the tefillin is to make sure it comes in part of your head, as if your head has now have the tefillin is actually lying in your head, then you'll have the effect of a yoru mekah that the over the chabim will have true faith in you. There's other stories that we find the Gedolei Yisrael with the tefillin imposed a certain yira. Various stories like in the same manner. Getting back to what we're saying, that it's a ois. I saw an interesting story from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. A very remarkable story when he was in Siberia. Anyone knows the story of Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky? He had the nace that he was taking Siberia during the war years. And he managed, even though it was almost impossible, he managed to put on tefillin every day. He managed to smuggle through tefillin, and before, he used to work 14 hours a day. Early in the morning, 4, 6 o'clock, he used to wake up 6 o'clock, he used to manage to wake up and put on tefillin. He noticed when he woke up, there was there was other goyim also, plenty of goyim also in Siberia. He was a ex-Lithuanian army general. He was waking up every morning and took it. There was a bag that he opened up every morning, and there was a worn-out uniform he used to put on every day in the morning, the same time he put on his film. And he was always curious to know, what's this all about? So he managed, one day he managed to approach him, and he asked him, excuse me, why do you wake up in the morning before the duty, before you were required to wake up, you put on this uniform? And he actually saw when he put on his uniform, he was making salutes, and he's doing all sorts of actions. So Rabbi Galitsky said to him, excuse me, what's this all about? So he said to him, he didn't want to tell him first, he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I was in the Lithuanian army, and I was a general, I was quite high up, I was a commander. And I had a whole group of soldiers, a whole platoon of soldiers that I was in charge of. So he said, I'm in Siberia. They took a lot of the generals of the Lithuanian army, they threw them to Siberia. Like Russian, I'm known to be, I don't think they held of the Geneva prisoner of war convention. So that's why I'm here. I've got to do slave labor every day, 14 hours. But I don't want to ruin my identity. I'm still a general. I know it's not going to be forever, hopefully. I want to ensure that I want to have that feeling of identity that I'm a general. I'm still a general. If I don't remind myself on a day-to-day basis what I am, then eventually I'll forget about it. And that's why every morning, before everyone waking up, I go and put on this old, he managed to smuggle in an old uniform of the army, of the Lithuanian army general, and he put them on every morning. He made a few salutes. That way, to ensure that he could still stay, he was holding his identity as a general in the Lithuanian army. But he said to you, young man, why are you waking up so early? What's your business waking up so early? So he said to him, don't worry about it. He really wanted to say back to him, I'm also keeping my identity by putting on my tefillin. Tefillin is always for Yiddish, for Yid to understand who he is. There's a boy, like we saw, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Lo HaKoyach HaMashiach. I'm also doing the same thing. I wasn't going to explain that to a Lithuanian general. The shayla we wanted to speak about is an interesting shayla. That, like we sing, that the mitzvah of tefillin is so unique. It's an ois. And the kavanas of tefillin are so important. So the question arises, why don't we wear it the whole day long? Why do we wear mitzvah tefillin the whole day long? The Torah doesn't say any limitation when to wear tefillin. We should be wearing tefillin the whole day long. And the truth is... Sorry?
The Gohen was wearing
tefillin. We're going to see that. So the Shulchan Aruch, talks about it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamed Zayin, he speaks about this. He says as follows, Mitzvasan Yoisan Olav Kol Hayom, says the Shulchan Aruch. The mitzvah is to wear it the whole day long. Doesn't say anything. The Torah doesn't give any time scale. You've got to wear it the whole time. There's a halacha that one has to have a gufnaki. And a person should keep focus on his tefillin. That's why there's some people are makpid not to speak during the tefillin. Shouldn't say sicher b'teila because one shouldn't be masir das. One has to realize, be aware that he's wearing tefillin. Tefillin are drum check. And not everyone could be particular with that. Therefore, the minhag is we don't wear it the whole day long. Nevertheless, at least the minimum requirement is that during Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, that is one is supposed to wear it. Why Kriyat Shema? Because the Gemara says that if someone doesn't wear it when he's saying Kriyat Shema, you're saying Shema, you're not wearing tefillin. The Gemara says, Ki'ilu meyid edus shekel atzmai. It's as if you're testifying against yourself. You're saying you should place tefillin on your head, you're not wearing tefillin. Therefore, at least in Pshas Krishma and tefillah, which is when you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since, like we're saying, the mitzvah of tefillin gives us such a connection, interacts us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so during tefillah and Krishma, those are the requirements that we're supposed to wear tefillin. Sorry?
Maariv, we also say it, you don't have to.
So Maariv is another, because since it's during the night time, and we hold live at Azman Tefillin, even though it's Machlokes, that's why we don't wear it during live. The question arises, what is this? This mitzvah, this is what I want to discuss, this mitzvah, the Yosan Olav Kol Hayom, the Prima Godim, the Bi'al Lacha brings down, has a shayla. What is this mitzvah Kol Hayom? Is that Min HaTorah? It's a chiyuv min haTorah to wear kol hayom. Every moment of the day, we should be all wearing our tefillin. That is the mitzvah. But since, like the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rosh, it's not a Gemara this. This is me'ikah din. You look in the Gemara's faket, and the Gemara says that one of the big, I think it was Rav, who was a Talmud of Rebbe. It was a chilul Hashem if he didn't wear dal damas bli talis tefillin. It would have been a chilul Hashem if he would not walk 4 hours without talis tefillin. In the times of the Gemara, it was clear they used to wear on a day-to-day basis. You go to work, you go to whatever you do, your day-to-day business, you wear tefillin during the whole day. So what is that? Is that a mitzvah min haTorah? Ask the Prima Golem, is it a chiyuv min haTorah? Or min haTorah really says the Prima Golem, dai berega echos. You can wear it for 1 second during the day. That's the mitzvah. Every day, wear it for 1 second. The Torah says, Midrabbanan say you wear it the whole day. That's the Prima Golem has a shayla. Now he brings down the Nevush. The Nevush is one of the early Ka and Poiskim. And he says, min haTorah, ukshatom la'ois al yodecho. The Torah doesn't set any time scale. The Torah says, put it on your hand. Whenever you can, put it, wear a tefillin. The Torah doesn't say for Krishma, it doesn't say for tefillin. It just says, wear tefillin. And it sounds like, says the Levush, every minute possible, make sure you have tefillin on your hand. There's no limits. He also brings the Lashon HaRambam, a very interesting Lashon HaRambam, which he's not sure how to explain this Rambam. It's kedai to read out the Rambam. The Rambam's in Perik Dalet, Hilchas Tefillin. Halacha Chafei, also a very remarkable Rambam over here. Kedushas Tefillin, says the Rambam, is Kedusha Gedoli, is a great Kedusha. She calls man she Tefillin al Reishay shem Adam Valzroi. Whenever a person has Tefillin al Reishay Valzroi, who onov? Interesting, after the Rambam, he's an onov. A person has Tefillin. Why does he mean he's onov? Because he understands when he's putting on Tefillin, he realizes there's a Bayir Olam. A person once he realizes there's a Bayir Olam in the world, he suddenly feels a sense of humbleness. V'yorev einoy nimshach b'schoik or v'sichu b'teile. It doesn't get involved in foolish speech. V'einoy meharib machshov yisroiz. Elo mefan liboy l'divra emes v'atzedek. He doesn't get busy with narishkeit, and he's busy with divra emes v'atzedek. L'ficha, says the Rambam. This is the words that the Prima Golem brings this Lashon Rambam. Therefore, very interesting Lashon. Tzorich ha'odom l'shtadel l'yoysen olav kolayen. This Rambam is mashma that a person has to be mishtadl, has to try, be mishtadl to wear them the whole day long. It doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying this absolute chiv to wear kol hayom. Mishtadl leyotan of kol hayom. Shem mitzvason kachi. The mitzvah, this is the mitzvah. So he's not sure the Prima Golem is mistapik. Does the Rambam mean to say that this is truly the mitzvah? Or it's only like a mitzvah and a mufcha, one should try and put on the whole day. He leaves the Rambam unclear, that the Rambam usually gives more defined hagdoras of what the mitzvah is. But the Levush, going back to the Levush takes on, ukshartom l'ois al yotcha, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of putting tefillin on your hand. The Torah doesn't say when and what time. So therefore, it covers the whole day. Any minute of the day, you are required to place tefillin. That's what the Prima Golem brings down from the Levush. The question arises, and I had this question, I found it eventually in Yeshua Siyakov, who's one of the poiskim. So if that's the case, if there's a mitzvah min haTorah, that means right now we're supposed to be wearing tefillin. But what happens? The Rishonim, the Rosh, later generations, they saw that people can't keep to this the kedusha of the tefillin that requires a guf noki and shelo yitzich datimem. So they took away the mitzvah min haTorah. It's not so simple. It's a chiddush that, because if there's a chiv min haTorah to wear tefillin, how can we override it by, because not every person ain't called Adam Yachli Zabem, that people can't be cautious with it. First of all, a person can be cautious, a person who can make sure he's not going to be Mesir Das, he should wear tefillin according to that. And the truth is, Yeshua Siyakov, like I said, he's a place from 150 years ago, he holds the Halacha L'maisa, a person should wear tefillin the whole day long. And we know the Chaim Pinchas Shai, but there's other Gedolim who used to wear tefillin the whole day long. Even the B'Alach over here mentions, if a person can know in himself that he could wear tefillin, he should wear tefillin. He actually mentions something interesting, that if someone's if someone is bothered about the fact of Mexikiura, if he goes around with tefillin all day, people, it looks like he's boasting above other people. So maybe you should only wear Shalyad. Shalyad, no one notices you're wearing Shalyad. That's not Mexikiura. It was Rosh Shiva in America, Rabbi Ben Wachtvogel. He's a Rosh Shiva in South Fulsburg, and he wears tefillin Shalyad, and the whole day long. apparently. So, we're asking if the Shulchan Yaakov asked this question: if we're saying that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to wear every minute of the day tefillin, how could Rishonim come along and say, you know what? Since people aren't so cautious, they're not careful of Masiach Das, which the Shulchan Yaakov says Masiach Das of tefillin. Of course, one has to be careful to have his mind. He has to be focused on tefillin. But if he doesn't, that's a drabbanon d'ketina. He's being over a drabbanon. So how could that override the drabbanon of Shlo Yisir Daitoman and not having a guf naki take away the chiv min haTorah of weighing tefillin kol hayom? This is what the Yeshua Yaakov asks. And there's also another question one could also have a bit share, because there's also, that's where you see another chiddush in Hilchas Tefillin, the uniqueness, the significance of tefillin. The Gemara says, and it's also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that an Asid Lavoi is going to be a Yom HaDin for everyone, for every person in this world. There's going to be Yom HaDin, and there's various categories of people. There's going to be Tzadikim, that'll be Zeicher to Gan Eden. Rov Mitzvahs, he's a Tzadik. Rov Averus, he's a Rosh. But then you get the people in the middle, the people who are the Beinim. Metzah Tzchuyos, Chatzi, Tzchuyos, Chatzi Averus. Says the Gemara, Beisil come along and says, when a person is a Beinim, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch has a middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middle is Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tips the scale, even though it's 50-50. Much remember, it doesn't mean that you have an accountant and he sends in how many mitzvahs and averus you do, because the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, the only one who can work out our averus and mitzvahs is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvei devasmi. Because we could just, one mitzvah could be equivalent to many averus, or vice versa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, could take in all calculations of what one mitzvah takes. Sometimes a person's moisten nefesh on a mitzvah, that could be equivalent to being over many averus. And sometimes a person being over avera where he didn't have such an nisayon, that could be equivalent to many mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kael Deus, he's the one who can evaluate exactly what's a beni. Says the Gemara, that a beni, someone who has 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and tips the scale, and he lets him go to Gan Eden. However, says the Gemara, there's one exclusion for that. When is that? That is if a person is a Poshea Yisrael Begufi. If a person has an Avera, which is unlike any other Averas, he's a Poshea Yisrael Begufi. What does that mean? The Gemara says, what's a Poshea Yisrael Begufi? Someone who does an Avera Begufi. Says the Gemara, Kagoin, Kakafta Deloy Manach Tfilin. The Gemara says, a Guf, Kakafta is a Guf, a body that doesn't place Tfilin, that is more stringent than any other Averas. That's what the Gemara says. The Rishonim discuss if it means Dafka Tfilin and as opposed to other Averas. But the Pasha, some Rishonim take on, it means Bedafka Tfilin, and the Shulchan Aruch also says it. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Lam Zayin says, Godo Yischa Mitzvahs Tfilin, V'chol Mishe'enu Manichom, Hu Bechlal Poshe Yisrael Begufon. If someone doesn't place Tfilin, it's much more Chomer than other Averas. He's a Poshe Yisrael Begufon, and some Rishonim explain, what does it mean Begufon? Because this is the only mitzvah, if you think about it. Other mitzvahs, yeah, you get your guf is involved, but you don't combine, you don't connect it with your guf. Other mitzvahs, you shake lulav, you eat matzah. This is you're actually placing someone in your guf. Like we said before, tefillin shebarosh, you want to put it into your actual body. That's poshei shebarosh gufi. Some rishonim say that. Yeah, but it's not. It goes digested. This is you want to. You're connecting yourself with the mitzvah much more. Some rishonim say this. So the Gemara says, if one of the Averas, you have 50-50, but one of those Averas of the 50-50, the Mechza Avonis, is an Averas which is a Peshe Yisrael B'Gufay, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't tip the scale in that case. HaKadosh Baruch does not use his Midah of Rav Chesed, because since this Averas is so Chomor, HaKadosh Baruch steps back and a person has to go to Gehen. As we state in Gemara. The Gemara says, another Nafkamina. This, first of all, brings out the significance of Mitzvahs Tefillin is, but then we have, then poses us a question. How could it come along? We have a mitzvah in our Torah to wear the whole day Tefillin. Right now, we're supposed to be wearing Tefillin. And if someone doesn't wear Tefillin, the Gemara says he's a Pesha Yisrael B'Gufay. Kakafta D'Lay Malchah Tefillin. How could that be? How could the Rishonim come along and say, because of Chashoshes, because the person might not have a Guf Noki, if there's a tzad that he'll be a Pesheya Yisrael Begufoy, that he's going to have serious trouble with his Yom HaDin, how could Rishonim be making on such an extent?
it seems that, but the Torah doesn't say you have to wear them all day.
That's why I mentioned the Levush says, Uksharatim lo'isal yotcham, doesn't give you any limits. You've got to wear the whole day. Min ha'Torah.
But tzitzis, it tells you daytime, not nighttime. Tzitzis. That's what the Levush doesn't say.
So the whole day, during the whole day, right now. Now it's daytime, why aren't you wearing it now? Laila's mantfilin, Laila loves mantfilin is a question. Forget about Laila, I'm talking about the day. Uksharatim lo'isal yotcham. Where? Tefillin now doesn't say when. The whole time you've got to wear tefillin.
I'm not sure it means the whole time if it doesn't say when.
That's the Levush. The Levush holds that it does. Levush says, as we mentioned, Levush, the Prima Golden has a different sound.
Other places can don't hold right.
That's why we don't do it. Why not? We said so. So, but we're asking a question. How could it be? How can we avoid the problem of Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon? So the truth is, Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon, this concept of Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon is a debate in the Yerushalayim. Some say, and Mishnah Berurah actually brings it down over here, that Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon is only Rabbein Tam holds, only if he doesn't place tefillin because he holds, he's mezazel in tefillin. He thinks tefillin, it degrades the tefillin, that's why he doesn't wear tefillin. But if he couldn't be bothered, or he's busy and he has other reasons why he doesn't want to wear tefillin, says Rabbein Tam, that's not Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon. So here, so that takes away half the problem. According to Rabbein Tam, we haven't got a problem with Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon. We all, Baruch Hashem, we all put on tefillin, at least sometime during the day, so and we're not mezazin tefillin. We have reasoning why we're not putting on tefillin. So obviously, it's not peshe yisrael begufin. There's other svaras also that the peshe yisrael begufin is a chiddush of the Rif and the other Rishonim that peshe yisrael begufin is someone who doesn't wear tefillin may oilam. He's only considered a peshe yisrael begufin if he never ever wore tefillin in his life. If for one day, for one moment, he wore tefillin, he's not now considered Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon. Maybe that's the pshat in the Baba Shech Hasidim, making sure that everyone should be wearing tefillin. There shouldn't be a Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon. At least once in his lifetime, he's wearing tefillin, he's taking care of that problem. That's the shittas Rishonim. But there are, like I said, there are some shittas, there's clearly shittas of old, that if you have an opportunity to wear tefillin, and you don't wear tefillin, you are considered a Peshe Yisrael B'Gufon. So again, it's back to our problem. How could we come along, the Rishonim are saying, that even though, the Levush says, even though there's a mitzvah, kol hayom, you're supposed to wear tefillin, nevertheless, we come along and we say, because of certain chashoshes, you don't have a gufnaki, and you might not be mesir das, our minig is not to wear the whole day. The answer could be, I think, perhaps, that, like we said before, we were mocked in, that the whole idea of tefillin is, it's not just a regular mitzvah, it's unlike other mitzvahs. Here we see the Shulchan Aruch gives us very clear instructions. When you put on tefillin, you have to have kavanah, you have to know what you're doing. The tefillin is not just put it on in the morning and just go and say Krishna and not realize what you're doing. It's with understanding, be chavim ba'anachasam, be mishabed yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we find that there are certain halachos are not supposed to be mesir das, because this all enhances the mitzvah of tefillin, if there is a chashash, like the Rishonim say, that you'll be mesir das, so it defeats the whole purpose. We can't have a chiyuv, we can't carry out a mitzvah the whole day. The Rishonim saw that since people are not able to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, and they're mezazel in tefillin, so that defeats the whole purpose of tefillin, because tefillin is supposed to be mala, has a purpose, like the Rambam says, makes a person a chacham, honor the yore, and he's supposed to be chavim himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, so the Rishonim come along and say, since we're not going to get that, therefore, even though there's a chiv min ha-Torah to wear every second of the day, Rishonim can come along and say, we limit it to Kriya Shema and Tefillah. There's an interesting, very interesting Shaila based on this. I'll finish off with this, with the Brisker of, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, in Lithuania, most places they wore Tefillah and Cholamoy. There's a big debate, between Tefillah and Cholamoy. A big machloikus, Rishonim, Achreinim, Machloikis, Mechab, and Ramah. If you're on Chol HaMoed, you can wear tefillin. What's the Machloikis? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin because it's the ois. There's ois, so we don't need another ois. Chol HaMoed, since it's permitted to do Melacha, so is it considered the ois? It's a big Machloikis, Rishonim, Mechab, and Ramah. The minig in most places in Ashkenaz, meaning in Germany and in Lithuania, was to wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. However, in Eretz Yisrael, what happened was very interesting how our history developed. The Talmidei Agra, the Vilna Gaon, he held of the opinion that you can't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. It's based on the Zoya, very strong words from Zoya, not to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. And the Talmidei Abesh also came along. And the Hasidim nowadays, they don't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Api Kavala, you're not allowed to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So the people from Lithuania who came to Eretz Yisrael, Britz Grov, he wore tefillin in the brisk, he wore tefillin. So what's he supposed to do on Chol HaMoed? Is he supposed to mevatel his minhag? And he was a bit of a shaila. And he came up with this such a swara, interesting swara, and I saw recently that Rav Shach came to Briskov, also held on this swara. He said, since it's a question to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we have a simple solution. Let's say you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, how many hours is it during the Chol HaMoed you wear tefillin? From the beginning of Shacharis till the middle of Chazos HaShas, depends on Pesach or on Sukkot. You wear 4 or 5 hours during the course of Chol HaMoed. Don't wear them Chol HaMoed. After Chol HaMoed, the period of time that you should have been wearing the tefillin, wear it after Chol HaMoed, because that way you're not lacking those hours of Mitzvah tefillin. That's what Briskerov and Pshach said. It's actually Briskerov said, he told Reb Shach, when his Bar Mitzvah Drosha was this far, Reb Chaim told him, he gave him a few more mekaymus about tefillin Chol HaMoed, because his Bar Mitzvah was on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and he came up with this far, and Reb Chaim was masking to this far, that because since the mitzvah is to wear, like the levush, the mitzvah is to wear it every second of the day. It's not a daily mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear whenever you can wear it. So now, since the Chol HaMoed is a question in the Poskim, whether you're allowed to wear tefillin in the Chol HaMoed, so therefore said Briskerov, take that time period and to wear it. You can be mashlim after Chol HaMoed. But you must be madgish. It doesn't mean that one day you don't want to wear tefillin and can't wear it tomorrow. That's not a heter. Because nobody has to wear b'shas.
Why not?
Because there is a chiyuv to wear b'shas krishma and tefillin. It's only a svara in Wednesday. It's a machleik safoiskin. A Chol HaMoed, some of us also to wear tefillin. So this way you're gaining from all sides. That was the shitter of the story.